This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. California's coronavirus emergency declaration is expiring tomorrow. It comes nearly 3 years after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Otolaryngologist Dr. Paul Jacques-Lepay says the end represents a shift in the way California dictates Golden State residents.
Measures such as mask wearing indoors or some restrictions of public gatherings in public spaces or mandatory testing and such. Now this, of course, has to go more through a sort of approval process.
Multiple House committees are focusing in on the Biden administration's response to the toxic train wreck in Ohio earlier this month, including how the government supervises giant rail companies. Top Democrat and Republican members on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee announced that they will hold a meeting on the wreck's environmental and public health impacts. Did the COVID pandemic actually originate in a Chinese lab?
The Energy Department has concluded with low confidence that the COVID-19 pandemic likely stems from a laboratory leak in Wuhan, China. That's according to a classified report delivered to key members of the House and Senate. Senator Dan Sullivan is pushing for hearings.
Think about what just happened over the last 3 years. One of the biggest pandemics in a century. A lot of evidence that it's coming from the Chinese. And when other countries even raise it, the Chinese use their coercive economic activities to shut people up.
Even so, one source is telling NBC News that the DOE's findings are not being viewed as hugely significant among the intelligence community because there are interagency disagreements about COVID's origins. I'm John Schaefer.
SpaceX and NASA postponed the company's planned launch of Crew 6 to the International Space Station early this morning because of an issue relating to an ignition fluid. The launch was scheduled from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Another attempt should be announced soon. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Biden administration officials continue to warn Beijing not to provide lethal aid to Russia.
China provides non-lethal aid to Russia 1 year into Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. position is that providing weapons and ammunition would be unacceptable. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN.
Beijing will have to make its own decisions about how it proceeds, whether it provides military assistance. But if it goes down that road, it will come at real cost.
President Biden in Kyiv and Warsaw last week promised to stick by Ukraine along with NATO allies. Biden hosts German Chancellor Olaf Scholz Friday at the White House. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has kicked off a ruling party meeting to discuss agricultural improvements as food shortages are threatening his people. The press release did not say whether Kim spoke during the meeting or how long it would last. Folks in Boston are prepping as more snow is headed their way.
Crews in Boston are busy preparing as a major winter storm takes aim in New England. It's the same powerful system that dumped heavy rain and snow across Southern California. Eastern Minerals Regional Manager Cornelius Martin says he thought there would not be another storm this winter season.
Everybody thought the winter was over. The winter's never over. It's over. So we're all sitting on Martha's Vineyard, you know, enjoying the summer.
The region did get some snow over the weekend, but much more is expected tonight. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Happy Monday, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Phil Hotzenpiller. He is with us right now, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. And we've got lots to catch up on, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to hear your voice and connect with you again here on this Monday morning, right in California.
Well, yeah, and speaking of California, before we get into all the devotees who are just going nuts over the weather over there, I want to, you know, start with what happened in California and around the country with the showing of the Jesus Revolution. I mean, record numbers this weekend, Phil. I mean, this is quite telling because you and I are like, we look at these signs and we say, okay, what is God up to? Why right now we've got a revival going at Ashbury, Connecticut, which you had people attend and check it out for themselves. And then, and also not only Ashbury, Connecticut, but we're hearing more of more revivals and more, spiritual happenings that are taking place that the legacy media doesn't want to talk about. And then we have the Jesus Revolution that is filling movie houses, another very successful presentation. And then let's not forget Jonathan Cahn's best-selling book, The Return of the Gods. You know, what is God up to here?
Well, you know, I'd like to back up a little bit because I really think the catalyst of what we're seeing right now was honestly the pandemic and the reaction of the believing churches in America, and specifically one individual, good friend of ours, regular worship leader at Influence, and that's Sean Foyt. Because remember, when everything was closed down, Sean was going... I think he did like, 150 cities in a year?
Right.
And drew out thousands and thousands of people. And he told me the other day, you know, they labeled him Super Spreader, and then that movie came out, you know, made the movie. But it was actually, he said that was based on the greatest opposition he got was not in Seattle, not in Portland, it was in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's where he had the most opposition to his message. Now think about that. So you've got, now let's just back up a little bit. Now we've got Sean Foyt, we've got churches closed down. Now you've got, you know, Asbury University in Kentucky. Then you've got, like you said, this movie, Jesus Revolution, and Jonathan Cahn. And then I know in our church, and I'm sure it's true in other churches, but our church, there's an amazing move of God among men. In fact, we had an Israeli last night, and we were there about three and a half hours. And and man, I'm telling you what, God's got a hold of men, and that and this is the fulfillment of Malachi 4. Remember,
exactly he said, right, hearts of the fathers.
I think that's what we're going to see. I think we're seeing it. I think we're all living in it, and it's only a matter of time that we see how this thing plays out on a global scale or on a national scale.
Well, Phil, people need to understand. First of all, persecution is the order of the day, and that is increasing, okay? And we are living in an era where there are wheats and tares. Good and evil is cohabitating right now. And as a result, you know, I don't want people to think that, you know, God's going to wave some sort of magic wand here and everything going to be hunky-dory. We got to get through a process here. And this is all by God's doing. It's his system that we will realize the benefit from if we stay faithful, because he says, do not grow weary in doing good. We need to stay, you know, stay the course, continue to fight the good fight, and understand that persecution, you know, comes, comes with the job, doesn't it?
It does. And I, it's such an uncommon thing for us in America because we've lived with such freedom. And, you know, persecution is somebody at the office that doesn't like what we're doing, doesn't like the fact we're Christian. But real persecution, like other parts of the world are, have experienced and are experiencing, is very foreign to us. And so when we see this clampdown by the government to close churches, when we see this just unashamed evil coming out of the administration right now and promoting the most ungodly, the most ungodly American president in the history of our nation. Think about that one. You know, we've got to say we need revival. And we're primed for it, Bill.
No, I agree. Charles Finney said revival happens when it's most needed. I don't know how more needed we need to get. And this is a natural outpouring from, you know, Gen Zers. I mean, of all people who would have thought, okay, the young people all of a sudden are going to explode. And you're seeing when I was there a couple of weeks ago at Influence Church and you said, look at the men. Bill, I can't tell you the last time except at a Promise Keepers event when men came front and center. They were up front, you know, and saying, here we are. And we're honoring, we're worshiping God. And as you know, traditionally, men have been, you know, they've stayed in the back. They stayed in the coffee room. They don't come out and worship. But that wasn't happening at Influence Church. And you're exactly right. This is an exciting time because, you know, God is up to something. And you know, when God's up to something, it's always good, right?
Amen. Well, you know, I just sent you a video of last night, a men's rally. So we're doing these quarterly men's rallies in addition to church, and then we have a big conference we do in the fall. But I'm telling you what, you talk about some fired up men. And then at the same time, you know, we have to take a break and pause because we've got a team in Ukraine right now, and the videos, you know, are showing that literally the building across from them about every 30 minutes gets hit by a Russian missile or by drone attacks. And, you know, we're sitting here, they're in the middle of the fight. And yet they're called of God. They feel this is the fifth trip they've taken to Ukraine in the last 9 months.
Wow.
And, it's not an endorsement of, the war. It's not an endorsement of, the leadership there. It's care and ministry to the people of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. And that's what people need to understand is that can be separate, right? People's heart toward their fellow man and fellow believers. I mean, and lest we forget, I mean, you had, I mean, what do we have? Eight million, I think it's estimated now, 8 million refugees that have left Ukraine. Some still want to come back, and some are coming back as things lighten up in certain areas. But, wow, it is, you know, again, it's happening according to God's schedule. But meanwhile, it's like, how do we react and try to keep ourselves separate from what, you know, what the government is doing? Because people are very confused about all the money that's being sent to Ukraine right now, right?
Well, and think about it like this. Money really has almost no value anyway. It's a fiat currency.
Yes.
It's an IOU note from a government. It's only as good as the government. The government's not good right now. So really, we're all kind of playing Monopoly right now. That's really what's happening.
That's a good point.
And yeah, and so, you know, whether it's $10 billion or $100 billion, doesn't really matter. They can't back any of it up at any course. And my theory is they're trying to bankrupt the U.S. dollar, create a new global digital currency to override all nationalism in America and around the
world. Exactly. And meanwhile, our president is playing right into their hands. More from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
There isn't one of us that takes a look at the headlines or sees what's going on in our country and says, huh, we're getting better. We see a country getting weaker and weaker by the day. We want to do something about it. That's why we're here together on the Bill Martinez Show. But the Bill Martinez Show has been targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise and have caved into the pressure. Without your tax-deductible gift, the Bill Martinez Show will go away. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing the truth every day. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
What's your best tax-deductible gift to have Bill keep fighting the good fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. I am Bill Martinez. Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith, is with us. Well, Phil, the you've got the devotees of climate up in arms. I mean, not letting any good crisis go to waste. You've got some very strange weather happenings, not only happening in California, but across the country. And, heads are exploding over all this, right?
Well, yeah, and I couldn't help but laugh a little bit when the headlines, California under rare blizzard warning, and we've got snow at 3,000 feet, and, people are just flipping out over here. People are buying chains, snow tires, to drive down the 91 when it's 60 degrees. But anyway, it made me think about this crazy, stuff going on. So, they did measurements of global warming between 79 and 94, and they found that the actual Arctic temperature actually dropped by 0.88 Celsius over the last 50 years, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you've got Greta Thunberg and Green Deal sponsor AOC. AOC saying, quote, I quote, "The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change." So around 2030, we will be in a position of irreversible chain reaction beyond human control that will lead to the end of civilization as we know it. So I did a little bit of research, Bill, as I love to do. Mm-hmm. And I found out that in 1972, the UN Environment Protection Boss warns, quote, "We have 10 years to stop the catastrophe." So that would be 1982, okay? Mm-hmm. At 1982, it's too late. Everything's gone. Oops, right. False alarm. Didn't happen. What happened? So in 1982, the UN Environment Program, according to the New York Times, said if nations of the world continue their current policies, we will face an environmental catastrophe that is irreversible as any nuclear holocaust by the year 2000. Mm-hmm. That was 23 years ago. What's going on here? You see this. 1995, UN again. We shall win or lose the climate struggle in the first 10 years of the 90s. I mean, I could go on. It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
This is like, they need to make a sequel, Dumb and Dumber, Part 3, because this is what's going on. So now we have until 2030. So the latest prediction, 2030, the advocates of change believe they're just going to scream louder and louder and tell us about climate change and how we're in trouble. But all of this comes back to one major thing, and that is a low view of man and a depopulation of the earth, the control by the elite, cultural Marxism, communism, socialism rearing its head yet once again, using these tools to scare people into yielding up power and control.
Well, because the traditions of man outside of America and Israel, it's always been government over man, right? And so here we are. America is that rare exception where it's the people over government until recently, because we've seen the whole concept being turned on its head. And you listen to the way Joe Biden speaks, the way AOC or Nancy Pelosi and these other politicians, they sound like they could be working for the communist Chinese whenever they talk. They all talk about the same thing. We're here to do the people's work. But, it's all sleight of hand, because the fruit of their work for the people ingratiates themselves more than the people that they say they're serving. So it's all one big, humongous lie. And so what is happening here in America is it's no longer we the people over government. It's become the government over people. And if you think not, I mean, all you got to do is look at the recent history of COVID, for example, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, man is always, there's a kind of a rule, I think Calvin Coolidge talked about it one time, when you hit a critical mass of 500 people, all of a sudden now government forms that controls the 500 people, and the bigger it gets, the more control that the government seems to want to have. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you're seeing is, you're seeing opportunity for the elite, for the elected to stay in power, to live their cushy lifestyle and get the headlines and feel like they're somebody, mm-hmm. And so this is always going to be a battle. God warned us about this in the book of Samuel when they wanted a king, and he said, and Samuel thought they rejected my message. God says, no, they've rejected me. They don't want God ruling over them. So ultimately, this comes down to the rejection of God.
Exactly. And where it is right now, you say elected officials, but what we're realizing more and more is the deep state is alive and well. I don't know if you saw this, Phil. Tucker Carlson, I thought, did an outstanding job in talking about why Richard Nixon had to go. Here he is, the most popular president ever in modern history. He won by 17 million votes, if you remember, right? And he gets booted out. Because they said what was interesting was he had a meeting with the director of the CIA, and he tells the director of the CIA, I know who killed John, referring to JFK, mm-hmm. and shortly after that, here it is, Nixon is out, you got Spiro Agnew is taken out for tax evasion, you know, some minor deal. So he's taken out, and they bring in Gerald Ford, you know, to replace Spiro Agnew. And so with Nixon out, here you got Gerald Ford, who's pretty compliant and consistent because, oh, that's right, he was on the Warren Commission. And so it was all, you know, I mean, it was quite the string to look at and understand. You go, oh, this starts to make sense. How the CIA was involved, because people for a long time have questioned and wondered about the CIA complicity, you know, to the assassination of JFK.
Well, you know, I don't think in the last 10 years anybody's really said, gee, this was Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, it's right. Kind of like, come on, really? You know, this thing was too well orchestrated. This was, you know, the issues were all on the table. And then you see this catapult of LBJ and the escalation of Vietnam. You know, all of this stuff is smoke screens that have been going on. LBJ was illegally elected to the Senate. We know that. I mean, that's verifiable. Think if you would have had a fair election, LBJ never would have been senator. He never would have been vice president. Never would have been president. We could have saved a lot of lives in Vietnam and a lot of
you
heartache.
Think? Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, the point being is that you have this permanent ruling class that is even deeper than, you know, our elected officials. We think it's the elected officials. They're not even pulling the strings.
Right.
It's not them. It's the deep state that Donald Trump talked about. This is why they had to get Donald Trump out at all costs, because he was revealing the underbelly of this notorious, you know, hidden government that's been operating, that's taken us down this road, this Marxist road and socialistic road. So all that to say is that there's trouble here in River City, and we can always go back. Go ahead.
And I got good news for you. The good news is what man can mess up over, let's say, 4 years or 2 years, whatever it is, God can straighten out with one great awakening in America. So
amen.
I want you to know, we started this this talk today talking about what's happening around the world in terms of revival. And mm-hmm. So just keep in mind that there is a solution, you know, and God is the solution.
Yes. Yeah, because God's character is such is that he loves his creation. And he's always forgiving. I mean, even Jonah, I mentioned this earlier with with one of our earlier guests that, you know, Jonah said, I know you, God. I know you're going to forgive them. I don't want to go to Nineveh. But that's God's heart. That's our Father's heart, right? To bring us back home where we belong.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's our prayer. We pray even so. Come, Lord Jesus. In the meantime, let's fight the good fight. Keep our eyes looked upward because our redemption draws near.
Amen. Amen. Again, with all that's going on, you know, the Jesus Revolution, these bonfires of revival that are happening across the country, Phil, we should all be encouraged, shouldn't we?
Oh, I'm very encouraged. I've never been more encouraged in the last 20 years. I am right now
amen.
Of what God is doing.
How exciting. I mean, here,
how about that?
For this appointed time, Phil, here we are. And we're still able to talk about this. You got to imagine there are people that do not want this conversation to happen between you and I, and for our listeners to be hearing the encouraging words of what God's doing. Bill Hotzenpiller from American Faith.
Sponsored
thank you,
by IBM. IBM is transforming how it engages with business partners through the launch of IBM Partner Plus, a single integrated program to help deepen partners' technical expertise, accelerate time to market, and win with clients. New and existing partners will experience a transparent, simple, and modern program anchored around three pillars: competitive incentives, insider access, and enhanced support and benefits. Partners can grow skills, develop solutions, and build sales expertise using IBM technology. Kate Woolley, General Manager, IBM Ecosystem.
We are introducing IBM Partner Plus, a new program built hand-in-hand with our partners to help them gain skills, grow faster, and earn more. By offering access to the same education, programs, and hands-on training that IBMers get, we are better equipping partners to bring the power of AI and hybrid cloud to our clients.
For more information, visit ibm.com/partnerplus.
USA News Update. SpaceX and NASA postponed the company's planned launch of Crew 6 to the International Space Station early this morning because of an issue relating to an ignition fluid. The launch was scheduled from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Another attempt should be announced soon. California is facing more extreme weather. While the powerful winter system that had earlier triggered record rainfall, heavy snow, and flooding in the Golden State was threatening the plains with powerful winds and tornadoes. High wind warnings have been issued today from central Kansas and Oklahoma to Virginia and northern Georgia. Gale force winds have been issued along both U.S. coasts. The half-brother of civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton is facing up to 20 years in prison. Kenneth Glasgow pled guilty Friday in Montgomery to several federal charges, including tax evasion, mail fraud, and drug conspiracy. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So what about those increasing crime rates after all, huh? Well, you even got Bill Maher, who called out his lack of audience support to even admit some people belong in jail. Okay? Get your brain around that. Why is it so difficult to, to appreciate what common sense has told us, what experience has shown us time and time again? There are some people that just, it's kind of like what Dr. James Dobson one time had expressed about a strong-willed child. He says he believes that if little Johnny stands before you with his hands on his hips, wanting a spanking, that he should not be disappointed. And there are some people in our culture that sit there with their hands on their hips and they want to go to jail. And they should not be disappointed, but yet we've got prosecutors and we got a movement in this country, especially in the blue states, that want to be so emotional and so, whatever you want to call it, accommodating to people that deserve to go to jail. And what do? We leave them out in the streets, and now the people, the American people, are exposed to this insidious behavior when there has been no reform, no repentance. no acceptance of responsibility. Now they have every kind of excuse and they're being coddled. And then we wonder why the crime rates are going through the roof and they continue. And there is no, there's no light in sight, you know, for some of these states that are being barraged with all kinds of criminality. With us right now is a former law enforcement officer at a local, state, and federal level. He's a criminologist, a professor, and a university executive. Dr. Curry Myers joins us now, and he agrees with Maher. And he's going to explain why some people do indeed belong in jail. Dr. Myers, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it very much. And yes, some people do belong in jail, believe it or not.
Well, you know, and I've studied this, you know, and I understand, you know, there is that argument. Well, there's people who are in jail that don't deserve to be in jail. I mean, what are we talking about? You know, what kind of percentage here? Are we looking at a single digit percentage where that might be the case? And for that minor exception, we're accommodating, you know, the 90 plus percent of people that deserve justice?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, there's opportunities for people to be able to come out of prison in an acceptable time period. There's opportunities for people that don't have to go to prison based on their criminal histories and their past. Not everyone is, not everybody is met for going to prison. And that should be determined by the courts, but we are not paying attention to evidence-based policing. We're doing it with feelings, and we're basically letting anybody out. And my argument is we should really be focused on violent offenders first, mm-hmm. especially recidivists, because they continue to commit crimes when they reoffend. About 63% of violent offenders will reoffend the first 3 years of their release. It rises to 71% after 5 years. If you're under the age of 24, it's at 81% will be arrested within 5 years of the release. So focusing on recidivism, and then when you have bail policy that goes a bridge too far, there's nothing wrong with having appropriate bail reform. Mm-hmm. Some people should qualify for no cash bail, but we've now applied it to everybody, including hardcore criminals. So mm-hmm. when you have recidivists who commit crime, we know statistically they commit crime. And when they do commit crime, when they get out in some of these locations where we do have prosecutors that have embraced this kind of more woke policy, they're not being put back in jail. So police literally are arrested them. They're doing the paperwork, and then they're releasing them. And many law enforcement are raising their hands up and going, what do you want us to do, or how do you expect us to keep people safe? Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles in particular, the unhoused people in the last 3 years have risen from 4,000 to almost 7,000 people. Mm-hmm. Shootings have tripled. There's been more than 11,000 vehicles stolen in 2022 compared to 6,500 in 2019. Carjackings in Philadelphia are up 400% compared to last year. Crime in Memphis, you know, Memphis was just recently with the murders, with the murder. The crime rate in Memphis is 237% higher than the national average, and the violent crime rate in Memphis is 506% higher than the national average. So we are not basing decisions based on data and evidence-based policing, which really is the appropriate way to enforce the law. It's mm-hmm. it's not prejudicial. It's not biased. It's based mm-hmm. on facts, and we're not paying attention to those facts.
Yeah, in a sense, it's merit based. Because if you've done the crime, you got to pay the time, right? But not in this current environment, especially in some of these blue states where you've got these liberal prosecutors. We blame many people are quick to blame George Soros for this. I guess he's the ultimate feeler. And then, of course, we've had, now she's the vice president who was associated with the group that was there, you know, putting up bail for people that, was questionable at best. But, we've let one thing lead to another. Let me ask you this, Dr. Myers, in a sense, is there a way to approach this in much the same way that Chief Brand did in speaking of Los Angeles, even New York, and even Rudy Giuliani picked up on this as well in the broken windows concept, and that is that you get them early. You let them feel what it is to be in the system so that they can be rehabilitated, that they can learn from their, so to speak, evil ways or their poor decisions and say, look, I don't want to do this, and I'm not saying that we just make it so inhumanely miserable for them, but we're coddling these criminals in such a way that they figure, okay, that wasn't so bad, and then we end up rewarding the wrong behavior because they end up thinking, okay, it's worth the price to be paid.
Yeah, I believe they're the criminal justice system isn't rocket science, but we do have to pay attention to the facts, and we have key performance indicators in businesses and every day in many private American companies, but we don't bring that same methodology into the government system, and let alone the criminal justice system. So I would make the argument we have to focus on violent offenders first and focus on recidivism. We have a huge increase in mob criminality that's occurring. In fact, there's law enforcement has new catchphrases now that's called flash mob robbery crews, in which cars loaded with armed criminals, most of them who have been convicted before, are actually driving through the streets and doing surge in robberies. So they've seen a huge surge in robberies, especially in places like Chicago, where you have packs of two or three cars with 8 to 10 people total, and they'll literally get out and then attack a person and rob them in daylight. So that kind of behavior has to be addressed quickly, and it needs to be arrested. Facts need to be gathered, and they need to be prosecuted to the full extent. We need to understand the bail reform policy in states like California and Illinois and Washington and New York City have all gone too far. There's nothing wrong with appropriate bail reform, but they've taken it a bridge too far. I would recommend that bail should be based on a model such as the jail classification model. You get booked into any modern jail in the United States, the sheriffs have what's called a jail classification system that can look at criminality, they can look at mental health issues, they can look at medical issues, they can look at all kinds of behavioral issues and determine who could be a good candidate for bail. And we need to fund policing. I think we need to understand that we've had budget reductions as a whole, about 4 to 5% reductions across the United States, but most often it's been in more blue cities where they've reduced them significantly, and we should fund them appropriately, but not do it with fines, fees, and forfeitures. That has a community impact. You have places like Chicago that are literally have speed cameras all over the city, and it's only being used, it's not being used for law enforcement, it's being used as a form of revenue, and we just can't have that kind of system in the United States. And then we have a huge mental health issue.
I'll tell you what, we've got to hit the pause button, Dr. Myers, so hang with us. We've got more from Dr. Curry Myers on the other side of the break, just about 18 before the top of the hour.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingarona, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
There isn't one of us that takes a look at the headlines or sees what's going on in our country and says,
We're getting better. We see a country getting weaker and weaker by the day. We want to do something about it. That's why we're here together on the Bill Martinez Show. But the Bill Martinez Show has been targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise and have caved into the pressure. Without your tax-deductible gift, the Bill Martinez Show will go away. What's your best tax-deductible gift to help Bill battle the forces hell-bent on transforming America into a socialist Marxist state? Every one-time tax-deductible gift of $100, $200, $1,000 matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. Every tax-deductible gift, no matter the size, matters. BillMartinezShow.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Adam Holtz, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. First week of Lent, the time of hope that we focus on this first week of Lent, right?
That is exactly right. It's a time of hope, and it's a time of waiting and expectation that's different than Advent. But it's also, I think, a time of reflection, Bill. It's a time that we maybe pause, we change some rhythms. Some of us fast from something, but even if you're not fasting, I think that as we, you know, take this 40-day journey to the cross, it's an opportunity to reflect on our lives, to reflect on what God has done, to be thankful, and to, you know, ask for his mercy and grace in those areas where we're still, you know, on the way, if you will.
Exactly. Especially in the midst of a culture that is very chaotic with all going on. I mean, you know, we've got men dressing up as women, trying to teach our kids about sex. I mean, the disgusting stuff that's going on, the gender confusion that's happening. But meanwhile, you know, God's about his business and we've got revivals busting through the seams here, right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I think the Asbury Revival, even though I think they have officially sort of drawn it to a close, you know, revivals aren't something that you schedule, and they're not something that you just say, okay, we're done now. Revivals are a work of the Spirit, and I think the ripples of that movement continue to radiate outward, and in ways ways that only God knows the full repercussions of them. But, you know, speaking of revivals, it's a natural segue, so I'm going to just take it. Jesus Revolution debuted last weekend, and it absolutely obliterated everyone's expectations. They thought it might do 7 to 8 million. It did 15.25 million, which, again, you know, every time one of these Christian movies does well and overperforms, everybody's like, oh, I can't believe it. And I'm like, well, we had this story last year, right? This should not come as a surprise, but Hollywood has an extraordinarily short memory. But kudos to everybody who bought tickets to went out to see it, to go out to see it. I hope that it blessed you as much as it blessed me, and it got an A-plus cinema score, which almost never happens, but it was John Irwin's fourth one of those. He did it for I
Can Only Imagine. Which is really unheard of. Nobody else has four. Yeah, because I think Stephen Kendrick has three 4A ratings, but this is the first fourth, and so congratulations to John and the team. This is awesome. Yeah.
Yep. So obviously it's about the revival that happened in the late 60s and early 70s that really started in Southern California. And obviously you can read our full review at PluggedIn.com if you aren't familiar with what's going on there. But it's terrific to see that do well. And, you know, not to take anything away from that, the movie that topped it was Cocaine Bear, which is a movie about a bear that gets into cocaine. And I only mention that to say that even as we have something to celebrate, I think that that movie also represents, the Cocaine Bear movie represents just the utter inanity of our culture, right?
Exactly.
So we can't rest on our laurels. There's still work to be done there for sure.
Oh, goodness no, because, you know, persecution is here as this intensifies. I mean, it's interesting. Why now? Why now, Adam, that God, and I don't believe it's by accident, I believe that God orchestrated, and I think John Irwin said the same thing, that God orchestrated the timing of this movie right now. You got Ashbury, you've got other revivals going on. I'm curious to find out regarding the University of Ashbury, even though the president said, okay, Monday it's over. I mean, like he's going to put a timeline on God, which I think is quite bold. God always gets the last word. So I'm curious to hear what happens, whether it's, okay, it may not be in chapel, in the specific chapel, maybe it's the dorm rooms that just explode. But I'm eager to see how the Holy Spirit manifests himself, because I think there's more to the story yet to be understood and seen.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the nature of it, right? I mean, the kingdom of God, you know, Jesus told lots of parables, and one takeaway from some of those parables is that it's a mystery. You know, God is at work, causing things to grow, causing new things. You know, we know that he is the God of new things. You know, he tells us, forget about the past. Don't worry about the old. Look to me because I'm doing something new. And I'm paraphrasing a whole bunch of scriptures kind of all combined there. But God is anxious to do a new work. And that's where our hope is at, right? Our hope is in the God whose mercies are new every morning, and who, despite how bad the headlines are, and there's real bad news out there, we know that, he's a God who calls us to a living hope, Bill, and to a hope that's bigger than the trials and the travails that we're facing today. And I'm thankful that I don't have to depend on myself or anybody close to me to pull our bootstraps up to find hope and meaning and purpose. But God invites me into that. And he also says, you know, apart from me, you can't do anything. It's not about me at all, Bill. It's about Jesus.
Exactly. And what he's already done and accomplished on our behalf. Exactly.
Yep.
That's where our hope, you know, comes from. And we also know our hope comes from our past as well, because we can look back. Adam, I look back and I see, you know, in these travails and tribulations that I've gone through in my life, and I see, oh, there's God. Oh, yeah, right. I remember that too. Oh, right, there's God. And so, again, this is what reinforces our hope. We're not talking about some sort of, you know, climate scientist, theoretical kind of stuff that's out there. I mean, God has proven himself time and time again, like no other God who tells you the end from the beginning. I mean, what other God does that? I mean, we got climate scientists right now trying to tell us all these different ends that are supposed to happen and they don't happen. It's a joke, right. and I can hear God laughing in heaven, going,
yeah,
"Oh,
no,
these knuckleheads are
exactly
back at it again," you know. But yeah, in the beginning there is God, in the end there is God, and in between there's always God. Thank God.
Amen. I mean, I don't know that I have much more to add to that, other than to say that's the God we love and trust and serve, Bill. And,
amen.
And we all have different struggles. Some of us have walked that path for decades. Some of us, maybe we came to Christ this weekend seeing Jesus Revolution, or yeah, because a friend invited us, or because we finally got to the end of our rope. And so he invites us into abundant life, right? An abundant understanding of what is true and right and good, and an understanding and an experience that I think supersedes whatever struggles we may be going through today.
Well, it's like you said, Adam, life is loaded with contrast. You know, wheats and tares, good and evil. And if you just pause for a moment and meditate and see, okay, where is this evil coming from? Where is the good coming from? And, you know, do those things. You know, as God said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Right.
And it sounds so simple. I keep coming back to that conversation, but I hear his admonition through the millennia echoing down through his creation. If you do right, God has created a system with a specific outcome. When we're faithful to that system, we get the outcome that honors God, honors one another, and honors ourselves. I mean, who else offers that? Who else?
No, nobody does. The world
nobody can.
Yeah,
nobody
place,
can. Yeah,
the world can't deliver on the promise, nor can other religions. And because it's about God, right? It's not
yes.
about my strenuous efforts to make it happen. Now, I think as we apprehend grace and we apprehend the magnitude of what God has done for us, it motivates us to strive mightily. But that striving is a response to his goodness. It is not an attempt to get God's attention by being awesome on our own, right?
Yeah, right.
And so we can relax. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful thing. And I should also say, it's something that I struggle with, too.
Yeah.
I'm tossing these exhortations out sort of rapid fire here, but I think that's why grace is so important, because there are days that I get so weighed down by my failure to hang on to that, and God says, okay, thank you. Yes, there are things to work on, but it's not about your effort, Adam.
Right, exactly. And it's tough, because the world tells us that you're not enough.
Right.
And so it's hard. I mean, God understands that we're here in this world, that we're dealing, you know, with the negative. We're dealing with the voices of the evil one trying to get us off track. He understands. This is why the Holy Spirit is here to help us. This is why one another. This is why we need everybody. We need people, you know, to our left and to our rights to remind us of that time. Hey, Adam, you know, chill. Bill, chill. It's okay.
Right.
God's in control. Oh my
God
gosh,
is
that's
in
right.
control.
That's
God
you know that's
control.
That's right. Okay, I was freaking out for a minute. I'm glad you brought me back.
Yeah, and we got to be with each other, and that's why I think. Well, it's one of the many reasons why participation in a community is so critically important. And I think during COVID, some of us got used to watching church on video from home, and that's great. I'm glad we have the technology and the ability to do that. But there is no substitute, Bill, for being in relationship with like-minded fellow believers week in and week out, and connecting with them. And you know, as much as is appropriate and as we're able to do, telling them the truth about how it's
exactly.
going.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. And this is so important, especially for this appointed time. And this is, I mean, when you note that there is an appointed time, you know God is up to something.
Yeah.
And so here we are. And I think this is really exciting for all of us. And so what will you do? What will you do for yourself? What will you do for the kingdom? What will you do for your fellow man? How will you honor God this Lent, this Lenten season, to make it the best Lent that you've ever experienced? May it be so. Adam, as always, we appreciate your commitment and your time, and congratulations, as always, to the team there at FocusOnTheFamiliesPluggedIn.com. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care, bud.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox?